Tapping Tour, Introduction to Touchscreens.
Hi folks, this is Joseph Lee from UC Riverside. It's been a while since I've done a podcast like this. 2 or 3 years ago, I was the voice behind the A Guide to Windows Vista series that I've done for Blind Code Tech and others. And I am the voice of the various burnout tutorials that I've uploaded to Blind Geek Zone and other lists. And I was involved in several Blind Code Tech chats, as well as conducting the burnout chats, which are up on some of the sites. And today, for this podcast, I'd like to talk about some things that people are curious about and people wonder on how this is possible using touchscreen from blindness perspective. Essentially, touchscreen is a special type of screen which allows the user to interact with the computer using a specially designed screen. A sensor is present to detect where the finger or stylus was pressed or tapped, in which the software takes care of it and performs numerous tasks, including clicking on an item, opening or closing windows, and so forth. There are several touchscreen technologies out there, including resistive, where the sensor would detect the change in electrical voltage, or capacitive, where an electrical conductor like finger is pressed on the screen to tell the sensor where the location of the finger was. And there are other technologies such as infrared and others, which are widely used on devices such as cell phones and computers, even up to telephone and credit card kiosks. There are several terms used when talking about touchscreens, including tap and hold, and slide. A tap means just pressing the screen, any location of the screen. For instance, tapping the left side for a specific function, or tapping the bottom right corner to silence the speech, or doing some other task depending on where the program is at. Tap and hold means pressing the screen, pressing the finger on the screen for about a second. In other words, tapping the screen for about a short moment, and then releasing the finger from the screen. Slide means tapping the screen, pressing the screen, and then moving along the screen, up, down, left, or right, or any kind of direction. And there are a bunch of other terms such as double tap, triple tap, etc., which are used throughout the podcast and other ones to describe how the touchscreen can be used by blind people to interact with the device. And to accomplish this, I'm using a screen reader, the MobileSpeak 4.5, to perform these tasks using the touchscreen. A few notes about MobileSpeak and touchscreens. MobileSpeak by default uses so-called quadrant mode, where the screen is divided into 2x2 grid. So in effect, there are four virtual keys or regions that performs various tasks when a finger or stylus is pressed on that particular region. For most of them, it opens up some kind of a command layer to perform further commands. One in particular, the bottom right region, is used to silence speech. In addition to quadrant modes, MobileSpeak has other touchscreen modes, such as numeric mode, where the touchscreen is divided into 3x4, like conventional telephone keyboard for doing commands, and a joystick mode, where the screen is divided into 3x3 grid for moving around using taps to simulate using a joystick. In other modes such as stylus and braille mode, which are used for inputs and for sighted people to interact with the screen as the mobile speaker is not running. Especially for the stylus mode, in order to activate gesture or other commands, you need to use the command key before you can carry out the gestures. And by the way, the command key on the touchscreen device is the long press of the enter key, as opposed to using home key as in non-touchscreen or Windows Mobile Standard phone devices. So, with that background out of the way, let's discuss how we can use MobileSpeak 4.5 with a touchscreen device. For this podcast, I'm using an HP iPad Glisten, a smartphone from HP, a touchscreen phone, with MobileSpeak 4.5, the Phonics version. So, I am at today's screen with the time highlighted, time and date item highlighted. And just to go through some of the gestures and to introduce you to basic concepts behind touchscreens, I will do some exercises with you and show you how things like tap and tap and hold work. So, the first exercise is how do we find out the date and time on your phone? To find out date and time on your phone, you would tap a certain portion of the screen, followed by tapping yet another region of the screen. More specifically, we would tap the bottom left portion of the screen, or the virtual key 4 using quadrant mode, followed by pressing the top right region of the screen, or virtual key 2, to get the time and date information. So if I do that, you will hear such things such as, I'm about to press tap the bottom left.
Speed.
Now tap the top right.
11:23 a.m. Tuesday, July 13th, 2010.
And that's the date and time command, using tap 4 or bottom left region, and then tapping the virtual key 2 or top right. Another example is if you want to find out the soft key assignment for a given window or given situation. A soft key is a text label which is usually printed on the bottom of the screen, which does a number of things depending on where you are at. For instance, it'll open programs in today's screen, open up a menu within a program, or do context sensitive things such as creating a new document or playing or pausing a media file. To obtain that information, we would tap the bottom left portion of the screen, or key 4, and then we would tap the top left portion, or key 1, on the screen as follows. So I would tap the bottom left region,
speak,
and then top left.
Left soft phone, right soft contacts.
And left soft phone, right soft contacts. So left soft would open the phone application, the right soft key would open the contacts manager. And there are two ways in activating these soft keys. The first one is as soon as you obtain the soft key information using the commands described, you can press the bottom left side or key 4 for left soft key, or bottom right side or for right soft key within 5 seconds after obtaining this information. Or if you know the soft key assignments for a particular program, you would press the top left side or key 1 for go to command, then press either bottom left for left soft key or bottom right for right soft key as follows. I'll go to contacts using that second method. So I'll tap top left.
Go to.
And then top tap bottom right.
Contacts window. List. Star 669. W1 of 11. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft to right soft menu.
So I am at contacts with several addresses like view my minutes, view my data usage, etc. Now, what if I want to exit out of this window and return to today's screen? And this exercise allows me to introduce tap and hold concept, where you would press on the screen for about a second and release it. So to exit out of this window, you would tap and hold the top right side of the screen, or key 2, for about a second and release your finger, like this.
Reading.
Oops, I did something wrong, sorry about that. So I'll try it again, tap and hold key 2.
Today screen, 11:26 a.m, 7/13/10, left soft phone, right soft contacts.
Now the focus is back at today's screen. So what I've done was I tapped the top right region for about a second and released it. And in case you didn't hear it, the phone vibrated twice to letting me know that the command was carried out. Another example is moving to the start menu. The start menu is located mostly on most devices located on the top left side of the screen, except in standard edition, Windows Mobile Standard, where the start menu is located on the bottom left corner of the screen. To open start menu, I would tap and hold the top left region or key 1, and you'll hear something like
start window list code factory 1 of 37 group left soft lock.
So that's the start menu, which has 37 items. I have installed several external programs for testing purposes, and because I tend to play games when I am stressed out and I need some break. So with this vast array of items, how do I move around this, I would say, huge start menu items? To do that, there are two ways: using conventional directional pad, using up and down directional pad buttons, or using touch screens, we would use slide up and slide down gestures. As described earlier, slide means pressing your finger on the screen and moving your finger in any direction of the screen, in this case up and down or left or right. So I will put my finger on the around the top center of the screen and move it downward along the screen vertically about an inch or so.
Today, 2 of 37. Phone, 3 of 37.
Do it again.
E-mail, 4 of 37. Contacts, 5 of 37.
Notice that I'm moving down along the start menu items. And if I want to move up, I would just put my finger around the center, bottom center, around that area, and move it up by an inch or so along the screen.
E-mail, 4 of 37. Phone, 3 of 37. Today, 2 of 37. Code factory, 1 of 37. Group.
So that's a slide up. Similarly, if you want to slide left or right, you would put your finger around the left side of the screen and then slide right along the screen horizontally, or put your finger on the screen and slide left along the screen. So I'll exit out of this for a while, for now, by tapping
left today screen, 11:29 a.m, 7/13/10, left soft phone, right soft contacts.
And then I just tapped and held key 2 to exit out of this to the today's screen. Now let's discuss the variants, the double tap and triple tap. The double tap acts as an enter key to select an item, And the triple tap is used as a virtual escape key to exit out of a certain situation or command layer. So, I am currently at the clock item, and if I want to enter it using touchscreen, I would double tap like.
Clock window, clock and alarms, tab, more, 303, use left and right arrow keys.
And then it was quite fast in the sound feedback, and then MobileSpeak does give you sound feedback when you tap on the screen. I tapped twice, like that, and the clock window appeared where I can set date and time alarms. Now just press the close button on my keyboard to exit out of this.
Today screen 11:31 a.m. 7/13/10 left soft phone right soft contacts.
And the triple tap, as I said, is useful for exiting out of a current activity. So suppose if I go to speak layout. And suppose if I want to exit out of that, I would first tap anything, like in this case, bottom left.
Speak.
And then I'll triple tap or tap three times. And notice that there is a small beep at the end telling me that I'm out of command layer switcher. So that's pretty much the basic gestures layout for MobileSpeak. There are other modes in which MobileSpeak uses for interacting with the touchscreen, including joystick mode and numeric mode. And those will be the things I'll demonstrate before I end this session. But first, before I move on to that, there is a command to move between these modes. And that is using the command key followed by the volume up and down. And by the way, the command key, as I said, is a long press of the enter key as opposed to home key. If I haven't mentioned now, you now know that for touchscreens, the command key is a long press of enter for about a second until MobileSpeak says command. And on the standard device, the non-touchscreen is a home key. So I'll do that now. I'll just use the command and the volume up and down keys to first go to joystick, and then I will switch to numeric mode.
Command.
And then
stylus mode, numeric, joystick.
Note that as soon as you press the command key and MobileSpeak says command, you have 3 seconds to activate the desired command. In this case, I pressed the enter key for about a second, and then press the volume up key to move to joystick mode. The joystick mode divides the screen into 3x3 grid, just like a face of a Rubik's cube. So that the top left key is a 1 key, and then towards the right will be 2, 3, below that 4, 5, 6, and then on the bottom is 7, 8, 9, as I would call it, I should say. The top center or the 2 key is the up arrow, and the bottom center or the 8 key is a down arrow or the joystick down. The center left is the 4, which is the joystick left, and then on the center right or the 6 key is joystick right. In between those two is the 5 or enter key or joystick in. The bottom left, the 7 key is the left soft key, and the bottom right, the 9 key is the right soft key. So I'm in joystick mode now, and if I press the center, bottom center, or the 8 key, virtual 8 key, I would navigate down along the home screen like this.
Calls and messaging, 5 pages, no missed calls. Appointments, 2 pages, no upcoming appointments. Tasks, no active tasks. Internet favorites, my documents, there are no documents.
And so forth. And notice that there was a screen tap when I tapped on the screen. And to move up, I will go to the top center and press that region.
Internet favorites, 14 pages, 1 empty. Tasks, no active tasks. Appointments, 2 pages. Calls and messaging, 5 pages, at empty. 11:35 a.m., 7/13/10.
And yes, we are now at the top of the screen. To activate soft keys, as I said, the bottom left, the 7 keys is left soft, and bottom right, the 9 is the right soft key. And to simulate enter key, you just press the center of the screen, which is the virtual key 5. And that's the joystick mode. The numeric mode, which is next thing I'll talk about, is similar to using touchscreen as though you're using a telephone keypad. So the mobile speak divides the screen into 3x4 grid, just like a telephone keypad, so that the top portion is 1, 2, 3 in the top row, followed by 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, and number, or hash in some cases. Just like a telephone keypad. The way in which we can execute command is similar to how people using non-touchscreen phones perform commands. In other words, using command key followed by a virtual, I should say, screen keys. Like, if you want to find out date and time, you would press a command key followed by the top left region of the screen, which is the number one key. So I will switch to numeric mode by using command key followed by the volume down.
Command. Numeric.
So I am in numeric mode now. So suppose if I want to know the date and time, if I remember right, I would press the command key followed by the top left portion.
Command. 11:37 a.m. Tuesday, July 13th, 2010.
And if I want mobile speak to read me the screen focus, I would just press command key followed by the top center, which is key 2.
Command. 11:37 a.m. 7/10. Phone window 2. Left soft keypad. Right soft.
Oops.
Today screen. 11:37 a.m. 7/13/10. Left soft phone. Right soft contacts.
I'll try that again. I'll press the command key followed by the virtual key 2.
Command. 11:37 a.m. 7/13/10.
I don't understand why. Maybe I'm pressing the wrong key after all. How about if I press the command key with virtual key 5, which is like slightly above center, but it is in the center column.
Command. Reading. Default. Reading. Default. Command describer mode on. Press command modifier key or go to greater tab to open paren for touch devices. Close paren again to exit this mode.
Yeah, so I am in command describer mode. I just pressed command key followed by virtual key 5, which is above center. Slightly above center, actually. So you can just move around the screen, tapping anywhere on the screen to find out the meaning of the commands. So suppose if I try the top left portion, I will get
date and time command, read focus command, unrestricted review, next word command, moves focus to the beginning of the next word and reads it. On a smartphone, performing this command on a web page moves focus to the next link instead.
And so forth. Because I'm in reading mode, if I'm right, so it will do that. And so forth, like that. And suppose if I press the center, bottom center, it'll give me
double mute command. Mutes the speech synthesizer. Press the same command again to enable speech output.
Slightly above that.
Spell last command. Spells the last spoken text using either the alphabet or phonetic names of letters. Repeat last command. Cycles through the last 5 spoken chunks of screen text to screen reader messages. This can be repeated with opening of the command modifier, which toggles off after 3 seconds that no command is performed.
And I just pressed the one that's slightly left of the virtual key 8. And that's virtual key 7 for repeating the last command. And the typical way of entering, exiting command describer mode is command key followed by long press of the center button. And I will just press the command key to exit out of this mode.
Command describer mode off.
And I'll quickly just switch back to default layout.
Command. Reading. Default.
Oh, I was in default after all. Oops. One of the useful ways in numeric mode is that you can indeed type in a phone number using your keypad. So to do that, you would just move around the screen and just position your finger on a position where you want to position where you think the starting number of your telephone number is. For instance, if I want to type in a fictional number like 555-1234, I would type
phone window 2 left soft keypad.
Oops.
Right soft menu.
Oops, oops, oops. Actually, I would type 5 first, the send
2.
Oh, why is it doing that? Let's try that. Oh, oops.
Today screen 11:40 a.m. 7/30.
Let's try that again.
Left soft phone, right soft contacts. Phone window 5, left soft gate 5. 5.
5 5 5 and then
1 2 3 7. 3. Today screen 11:41 a.m. 7/13/10. Left soft phone, right soft.
Yeah, it requires some.
9. Phone window 99. Left soft keypad. Right. Today screen 11:41 a.m.
And it does require some muscle memory, but I'm sure that people will get used to it once they practice it. And for me, I tend to use keyboard a lot when typing numbers, so I don't usually use numeric mode when doing this kind of thing. So I'll just go back to gesture mode by pressing Command key and pressing volume up several times.
Command, joystick, braille, gestures.
And there are modes that I did skip, which deserve some mentioning. The Braille mode is used to type in Braille characters, so it's simulated typing of Braille characters. The key layout is 7 on the top, 3, 2, 1 on the left side. On the right side, on the top is 8 followed by 6, 5, 4. Like reversal of a typical Braille characters. And stylus mode is using the screen as though the mobile speaker is not running. Pretty much useful for sighted users for using touchscreen for a while. To execute a command like a gestures, you would proceed those with the command key as described earlier. So that's pretty much the basics of using a touchscreen. For more information about using mobile speak with it, I suggest that you listen to some of the best tutorials out there on Code Factory, produced by Stephen Clower, Mark Taylor, and others. For more information about Code Factory's mobile speak, I encourage people to visit www.codefactory.es. So, hopefully I will come back with more useful tips and tricks and useful information next time around when I do manage to produce another podcast. So until then, see you guys later. And if you want to contact me, you can use my email address, and that's josephjoycph.leelee22590, that's numbers 22590@gmail.com. See you next time.